If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer is supposed to be an opportunity to slow down, but when you look at your kids, you can't help but notice that your kids are growing up fast. Help them build independence as they grow with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where parents can keep an eye on kids' money habits while kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. It's the easy, convenient way to raise financially smart kids. Get your first month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/pod.
Hey, this is Mike Kegley here with the Instant Take. We're going to give a real quick update on what we saw happening today on Eye on the Illini, and then we'll come back with a post-game analysis. Today, we're just going to have myself and Kedrick Prince, the director of recruiting for Illini Guys, on the Instant Take. Larry and Brad have personal lives, and they are off today. So, Kedrick, rough ending to a game where I kind of felt the Illini were, I don't think they're the better team. I think Wisconsin's got better personnel, but I thought this afternoon for most of the game, they were the better team. And then two things happened. I think Wisconsin figured out Illinois' defense a little bit and Johnny Newton got disqualified. And that kind of took was like the final blow for Wisconsin to know what to do against that defense. What say you?
I don't necessarily agree, I'm sorry, with the talent that they're a better team. Illinois led the entire game except for the last minute of the game. They played toe-to-toe with Wisconsin. I know this is not going to be a popular take, but I don't care. The officiating down the stretch was atrocious. They tried to get Wisconsin the game for every – thing possible. I don't know how many times they asked the clock operator to set the clock to add more time onto the clock. The targeting call was just atrocious. Newton was blocked in the back so many times where you could have called it. It's like the spread, you know, I'm not a big gambler. I'm just telling you, I'm not. I post them sometimes, but I knew what it was. And when you saw the game change the way it did, I feel bad for the kids. I'm not upset with the coaches. They had a good game plan. They battled Wisconsin, you know, to the end. I mean, this isn't a good Wisconsin team. I'm not saying Illinois was great, but Illinois went toe-to-toe with them. If there's one advantage Wisconsin does have, it's their offensive line. Other than that, I didn't see any difference. I mean, Luke Allmeyer had 100 yards rushing. It's not what you really want. Kane Fagan had 97. So it's a tough loss. Feel bad for the kids, the players, the coaches, but I'm not, you know, people who can say I'm crying, I am. I'm upset. This was not a game that they lost.
Well, I look at that. I'll tell you, from watching on television, it was, I didn't think they had much choice on what to call. So let me tell you the two sides of this. One was he used the crown of his helmet. I don't know what you do different. You know, those of us who played football, I don't know how you know, when you look at the sizes of the two players and he's being blocked and coming through a blocker, I'm not certain what Johnny does different. Okay. But the crown of his helmet did hit the helmet of the other player, or the right around the helmet shoulder pad, you know, and so that by the letter of the law, that is a penalty.
Sure.
The problem I had, and again, if you're going to call it, that's fine. Call it targeting. The problem I had is when Henry Boyer got called for that holding that turned a first down.
Yeah.
That hold there, you can, if you want to call that a hold, then go back and run the plays Johnny Newton is being held that you didn't call throughout the game. And that's the problem, that the frustration you get, and Illinois has been on the bottom for years. Okay. So Illinois is not going to get the extra calls, but what you see is you start to see, when you see the pattern of calls like that, and then you see what happened at Michigan last year, and then you see all the pass interference calls at Purdue, you start to wonder, does the Big Ten, do they say, hey, you know, this team's not having a winning year. They haven't had one in forever. So let's make sure that we know Wisconsin travels well to bowls. Let's make sure that they get the benefit of the doubt. Because I for the life of me, I can't figure out how Johnny Newton doesn't draw two holding calls a game.
Yeah, he's been held by two different people, Mike. And
that's what I'm saying. And we don't see that called. Yeah. And Boyer's call was, I mean, that was a borderline. It really, even the announcers were like, well, it's kind of a hold. And when they say kind of a hold, that tells you that they're trying not to diss the referee. And again, when you watch Johnny Newton, you see him kind of held by two guys like that every play.
Well, here's the thing. You bring up a good point. And, you know, the way – I mean, we can't say this for sure. But what you just explained, it looks like, you know, Wisconsin's been great. You know, there's certain teams that get away with certain things. And here's to prove your point. Illinois, they play on Friday nights all the time. Ohio State's never going to play on a Friday night. Penn State, I highly doubt it. You know, Michigan, I highly doubt it. So the teams like Illinois, Purdue, and Minnesota, they have to fight for everything that they get. Today was just blatant to me. I think they've lost games this year because they've lost games. Today, I feel bad. When I look at social media and see how frustrated the fans were, they drew the biggest crowd of the year today, 54,205 people on homecoming, and to watch that, you know, to it's just awful. And what I don't want to hear and I don't want to read is an apology from the Big Ten for any of it. I don't want to see it. I'm not going to comment on it because at the end of the day, Illinois took the L for it. And it's just frustrating. It really is. I thought they played well today.
Yeah, well, here was my biggest one. And I think I even said it, you know, if you ask me what I could change in the whole game, even, excuse me, even more so than Newton getting disqualified would be that prevent defense that we played at the end of the first half. That prevent defense allowed that first year quarterback Locke to get some confidence that he didn't have. And he got to go into halftime and he was all pumped up. He got, you know, pumped up from his team. His team got a little breath of fresh air. I don't know I don't have the knowledge to tell you what kind of defense I'd have run and all that. And I don't pretend, you know, there's a lot of guys who try to play like, you know, they didn't play the game that much. And, you know, they try to, I've covered it. I know all about football. But look, bottom line is I would have tried to put more heat on the quarterback. And there needed to be something other than allowing a 10 to 15 yard cushion and no pressure. And I think that drive is ultimately what killed us, because if you take that drive back and you end up not allowing them to score, they're still short, and Illinois wins that game, as frustrating as everything was. And that, to me, that's the end of the first or the end of the second quarter, to me, was the worst part of the game.
It was a momentum changer. You know, I thought if they could have held them, you know, because, I mean, my daughter sent me a statistic. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I don't think Wisconsin scored a touchdown in like 100 minutes worth of football.
Yeah.
And then they gave up, you know, what they did to Illinois today. So, you know, they only gave them 25 points. Well, they maybe earned it. I don't know. But tough loss. I mean, you know, they need to get healthy. You know, I know the fans are frustrated. Because a lot of reasons, because they lost, the officiating, you know, like I said, typically, you know, play calling was great. I had no problem with that. I think Barry Lunny Jr. has been very good the last 2 weeks. And I think they did a good job of protecting Luke today. I mean, toward the end when you knew he was passing, you know, they kind of got to him. But for the most part, they did a good job of protecting him today.
Yep. Yeah, I thought they did a good job as well. So we will invite you guys to that was our instant take. We'll invite you guys to go ahead and listen to the post game. In the post game, I will have Kedrick and I will be talking for a little bit, and then we will bring in Matt Stevens when he gets done from the locker room, which is probably a pretty tough duty right about now to be down there dealing with coaching staff and with the players, who have to have an awful lot of disappointment in the way this game wrapped up. Not a happy time for the Illini. Still have an opportunity to go to a bowl, but the pathway is a little harder. And certainly when you see how well they played against Maryland last week, how they played nip and tuck against Wisconsin this week, this is where the Purdue and Nebraska games are so head-scratching and very frustrating for Illini fans and for players and coaches to look back on. So we're going to put this one up for you folks, and go ahead. Please go ahead and be looking on your downloads so that you can listen to the post-game show on your drive home from Champaign to wherever you call home. Thank you very much.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.